Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah,
who's ready for the freaking weekend?
I am.
We're going to do some celebrity news, get you right for the weekend. I noticed that Atlanta's over there. Look
hey,
at Atlanta.
What's up?
Hey. Wow. I see Portia is MIA, but filling in for Portia today is longtime friend of the show, entertainment journalist Jasmine Brand is here.
Jasmine, classing up the joint a little
bit. Yes, and we have an exclusive about Nicki Minaj from Jasmine later in the show. And we're going to check in with DeBrat's brother, Jermaine Dupri. But first, what you got?
Well, yo, here's what's popping. Cardi B, she is counting down the days until she can go horseback riding again.
Oh, really?
And I'm not meaning that in the literal sense, unless you think Offset looks like a horse.
I think I know.
Recently, the new mom posted a photo of a dude Offset in a red cowboy suit on Twitter with the caption, "Hey, cowboy, I want to ride on your horse."
He's sitting there looking like Toy Soldier.
Woody from Toy Soldier.
Yeah, son. I wouldn't ride that cowboy. He needs to have on some chaps, honey. So I
God. How do we know he doesn't? The picture kind of cuts off.
Maybe. It looks like Predator got a job with Magic Mike.
The party gang went crazy, and a fan tweeted, "You probably got to finish healing first." Ooh. So Cardi responded, 3 weeks and 4 days. Yes, bitch. I'm counting. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, you got to wait, what, like 6 weeks or something?
Well, that means she probably got some stitches.
You know, Offset was like, go ahead and throw one more in, a little X. Guys always do that.
So Heidi, is post-baby sex a good thing? Is that a big thing, y'all? Do y'all know?
I know that you're really hormonal and you want to have sex when you're pregnant. I thought afterwards, it kind of declines, I thought.
Because it's like full attention on the baby. It's a whole different set of hormones than right. it's
and
all
you gotta
about
baby. You got to be quiet, and then you're scared about having another baby. It's like it's like walking on an ice lake in April. You're here for it, but you're terrified.
Well, Cardi B isn't the only one who's dishing the deets about her love life on social media. Yesterday, O revealed what helps her get the big O. Or is that ooh? Or, Anyway, Oprah released a video on the O Magazine Instagram page telling her fans how her and Stedman like to get things started.
So my favorite date night is to make him black-eyed peas and cornbread. As a surprise. That's all you need. Little black eyed peas, cornbread. And then it's on.
I don't think I've ever heard her say anything like that before.
Was she putting in them black eyed peas?
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, black eyed peas and cornbread, that's a lot of carbs. So she's saying Stedman's putting in some work. He's going to need the energy. That's carb loading
right there. That's right. You want to do that before a big workout.
Gary, we're going to have to start cooking them black eyed peas. No, honey, we got to step our game up. This is a big step for Oprah.
Some Jiffy, honey.
Anybody take any food into the bedroom before to enhance anything?
No.
Nah. I had bananas and honey.
Here's what you do with honey. This is something you can take food into the bedroom. You take a little dollop of honey from the little honey bear, and you blindfold your partner and put the dollop somewhere on your body, and they have to find it with their tongue and lips.
Oh.
I mean, that's cute, Frank, but anybody got time for all that? Find the treasure. You know where it's at.
You know where to find it on me, Brad.
I don't want to see Oprah. I don't want to think of Oprah having sex.
Are the glasses
that's
on
That's not Miss Steele.
You told Stedman to eat me.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
My children are here.
Well, it's good to know that Cardi B and Oprah still get it popping, but you know when relationships go south, it can get super ugly. And a good friend of the show, Married to Medicine's Quad Webb Lunsford, isn't feeling Cupid's arrow these days. She's going through a nasty divorce with an estranged husband, Gregory Lunsford. Now, I heard you got some exclusive news on all this.
It's a sad situation. They're one of my favorite couples on the show, but we know that Quad Webb Lunsford and Dr. G are going through the divorce, and Dr. G recently filed documents and said that Miss Quad had allegedly taken a bunch of furniture and materials and things out of the house and basically wiped the house clean. And according to the court docs, Quad is allowed to take things out of the home, but not out of Fulton County.
Why are they getting a divorce?
Well, there was alleged cheating. There was some emotional abuse or physical abuse, allegedly. It just didn't work out. But I'm sure we'll watch this kind of play out on Married to Medicine. So
now I'm curious. I mean, it's a horrible thing to think about if you're going to go through a breakup with whoever you're with. But is there that one thing in the house where you're like, you know what? Take it all, but I'm coming to get my thing. I'm coming to get my... Do you have that thing that you're not leaving the relationship without?
No, you can take everything. Just get the hell out of my life.
The kids. Yeah.
Seriously.
The dog.
Kids. It's weird that you can't take my dining room out of Fulton County. It's like, I don't understand that.
Movers for your furniture can sometimes be challenging, but stay where you are because coming up, Frank and I are going to show you an alternative way to move your furniture. It's pretty great. All right, bye for now, Atlanta.
See you, Atlanta.
Bye.
David Hasselhoff, you know the sexy Baywatch actor, right? Isn't he sexy no more, is he? Well, anyway, y'all, he got married for the third time to a young tenderoni, okay? He's 66 years old, but he met his 38-year-old wife, Haley Roberts, when he was a judge on the show Britain's Got Talent. He told reporters, Roberts, his wife, asked for his autograph, and he responded, "What's your phone number?" And it was on from there.
Oh. Child, that's some tramping, honey. Here she 38. She know doggone what she wanted. She wanted a husband, honey.
Please. She just asked for an autograph. That doesn't mean she
Who
wants
asked for autographs now, Jasmine? Nobody's asked for autographs.
This was a while ago.
They do it differently over
this
there.
Was some years ago, Gary.
See, this is probably before people was asking for selfies, okay? You gonna blame her? You need to blame him.
No, but honey, she's a contestant, honey. He's a judge, honey. She knew
that was inappropriate.
Money.
Yeah, that was
very inappropriate.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
She fell for that dumbass line.
But he did just want to shoot a shot, and he has game clearly.
And you know she gonna be like, okay, 777-9311.
He got children almost older than her.
But it's David Hasselhoff. Her parents watched him on Baywatch.
Yeah, I don't. It's a double standard, definitely. Because if it was the other way around, it was a different story. If it was woman, we would think it was super creepy.
Yeah, honey. Super. The society say, honey, this old cougar messed with this little young cub. No, something.
I mean, it just depends on who the person is. Like, you know, David Hasselhoff is somebody who, like, young people watch for a long time.
Yeah.
So he probably has, like, younger fans than the average 66-year-old. And then it was Knight Rider.
Yeah, but this is his third marriage,
And not that much younger. He got a 25 and a 28-year-old daughter.
That's what makes it really weird, that he has kids that are close to her age.
You about to date your daughter's best friend or something.
He was looking at her grow up.
Ew, pervert.
Ground all three of them.
Uh-uh.
I mean, would y'all ever date y'all fans?
Fans?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't have no fan.
But Brad, that's a question for you.
Yeah, Brad, would you date a fan?
I feel like you have, because I feel like you're really pondering on this question here. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when everybody meets you, they be like, oh, I'm your biggest fan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love your music or whatever. They always throw that in there. So you don't really know when they're telling the truth or not until you really get to know them.
So what's the answer?
The answer is no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to date somebody who don't know who you are?
Well, that's kind of impossible, hey, Greg.
Right.
Well, if you need some fans and you don't have any, if you need somebody to talk to, you know who's going to answer your phone call every time?
Who?
Talkspace.
Oh.
And even holding this down for a minute, it's available 24/7 to talk about whatever is troubling you.
Okay, this sounds cool, Crack. Tell us more.
Well, Brad, it's an online and mobile therapy app which matches you up with a licensed therapist. You can talk about everyday challenges at work or at home. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. You know, they have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all the life challenges that we all face.
Yeah, my thing is, honey, it's a great $200 for those lonely nights, Brad. Huh?
Oh, Gary. Mm. How do we sign them up, HK?
Well, this is how you do it, guys.
To match with the perfect therapist for the fraction of the price of traditional therapy, just go to TalkSpace.com/Dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month. Just say Dish Nation sent you.
Oh. All right, Jazz, we got some more exclusives. Now, this one, honey, is about Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, yes.
Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so Jasmine, your entertainment site always brings out the hottest news, and you bought us another entertainment exclusive. What you got?
Well, it seems like Nicki Minaj is pushing back her long-awaited album, Queen, once again. Now, earlier this week, Nicki polled the Barbs on social media to see if she should delay her album to get clearance for that song, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. You guys remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Yes, baby, Miss Chapman.
So she wants to get clearance on that song, but my sources are saying this is all maybe a diversion from the real truth. Nicki and her camp have already decided to delay the album because Nicki feels it's not quite ready. Now, this is according to our sources. And I've also found out that to make it up for the delay, Nicki is planning on dropping a special airing on BET.
Okay. I guess it's a fair exchange.
I mean, I think that's a fair exchange.
Well, we wanted the album in June. It's like it went from June to August. Yeah. August 10th to August 17th.
She need to get a fast car, honey. So then she could speed it and go.
Well, she got Tracy Chapman. So
I know,
literally.
She need to get that one then, honey, because that don't make sense how people waiting. But June, July, August.
But it's okay. The anticipation and making people wait sometimes is okay. Like, people make people wait sometimes, and then you do Jay-Z and Beyonce, and you just drop it without telling anybody overnight.
That's what she should have did.
Just do different things to try to, you know, figure it out.
The circle of life, the way things work, like, some of her fans have died since the album was supposed to come out. We need this album before Bill Cosby goes to jail.
It's time for What the Fashion! Now, Miss Jennifer Lopez, honey, was strutting down the streets of NYC looking like this.
Woo!
That's the new walk of shame.
I like
hot.
It.
Hot. Right? Yeah. Ooh, them some bad boots. Is there a belt at the bottom of them?
Yes, babe, honey.
I thought she was doing the walk of shame.
I see a little Versace sign at the top,
yes,
honey. I see that Medusa.
Yes,
those are
honey.
Cute.
That is cute.
Now, people thought, honey, that Miss Jennifer, honey, had lost her damn mind and her pants, too. But make no error, niece, honey. Those are Versace denim boots, honey.
Yes, Lord.
All right, Miss Lopez,
ooh,
honey.
They getting ready to sell out of those, honey. Yes.
I like how she paired it with the shirt, too.
Yeah, yes. Back, like, with that crisscross look. Didn't they used to wear their pants down like that?
They did.
That reminds me of that effect, honey.
No, Gary.
Now, Mr. Lawrence Fishburne, honey, might have been a hero in those Matrix movies, but he ain't saving the day, honey, in those damn shoes he got, honey. Look at this.
That's different.
Those are comfortable to him, Gary.
That's why his wife left him.
Because of the shoes?
Yes, because of the shoes. Like, you ain't going to be walking around here looking like this with this mess on, child. What is that? Look like some, what is it? Phibious, like
they make shoes like that with the toes in them.
I've seen people run in those things, actually.
Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah, he ain't running. He walking.
Those are the Jerusalem ones.
The Jerusalem ones. Well, y'all, I've heard of a double wedding, but this one might take the cake. Identical twin brothers are going to marry identical twin sisters this weekend in Michigan.
That's weird.
Yeah, one of the couples met in a college psych class, and then the couple introduced their siblings to each other, and then they started dating. And then after 4 years of dating, the twin brothers proposed to twin sisters on the same damn day at the same damn time.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. The two couples not only are planning to get married on the same day, but also they'll honeymoon together. Mm. And both now couples plan to move into a two-bedroom apartment together after the wedding. Is this super sweet or super too much doing stuff together?
It's almost creepy.
Almost creepy. Are you
super
kidding
creepy.
Me? Yeah, super creepy.
That sounds freaky, honey. You know, damn, what they're going to eventually say, well, you know, Joe, let me switch up with Megan tonight. And you get with Buffy.
You've been a twin all your life. You should want to do something separate with your wife.
Yeah, by yourself. You. Well, I think the most strange thing to me is that they all want to live together.
Exactly. Okay?
Yeah. That's
and
too
go
much.
On a honeymoon together.
Yeah.
And then sometimes twins be want to do it with each other, so you don't know.
Oh, my
what you mean,
goodness,
Gary?
You know, people do crazy stuff.
Okay. What?
Look, my twin calling me.
Hip-hop legend Jermaine Dupri was here in his studio recently, and he told us about when he first met the Brat.
Yeah, so deaf in the building.
Yep. And of course, Gary had to bring up Janet Jackson.
Oh, God, yes. So embarrassing.
Yes. I'm right back here for that. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. There's a man who's been putting in work in this business for a long time, and he's getting ready to celebrate his label's 25th anniversary. Make some noise for the man, the myth, the legend, yeah, Jermaine Dupri! Welcome, bro!
Thanks for having me.
When you come up with the idea for something like So So Def, do you think in the long term, like, did you think this was something that, like, 25 years later, you would still be doing it?
You want to say that you hope that, but, you know, I never really, you know... You can't plan out what happened at So So Def. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know Brat was going to be a part of it. You know what I mean? I ain't see all of that type of stuff.
Where did you find her?
No, you did. Like, I came out the dump. Excuse you, Gary. Like, I was lost or something. Or left on the doorstep of somebody's house or something.
Right.
Find you?
I met Brat at Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Me and Oprah go way back.
At the Oprah show.
When Criss Cross was there.
Really?
TLC, yeah. CNC Music Factory, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That was an esteemed clash y'all came out of. Like, yes. They all went off to go do something. Like, different levels.
100%. Yep. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, that me and Brat story, I never saw that happen.
And you got to touch a lot of records and a lot of people who, like, we group into the So So Def family, whether they're signed or not. So on this tour, does, like, a Mariah Carey pop up? Does.
I don't know, you gotta ask Brat. I don't know.
She the plug?
Don't make me tell all the secrets. I ain't saying nothing.
Well, see, look, when we did the 20th anniversary, I brought out everybody. That was the idea of that show, to involve everybody that's ever had something to do with So So Def. But this is the tour that's about the label.
Well, during those 25 years, Jermaine, of So So Def, there was a lady named Janet Jackson. So is she going to be a part of the tour? I mean,
she ain't signed to So So Def, Gary.
But she was So So Def with Jermaine.
But she was. She ain't never been signed to the label.
Oh, she just was.
It's 25 years of So So Def, the record label.
Oh.
Come on, Gary. Come on.
So, Jermaine, somebody told me that you were spotted at New Orleans this past weekend with Essence, with Janet. Did you see Janet?
He didn't go to see you. They didn't tell you they spotted me with Janet.
Yeah,
They spotted me with Teddy. I went down there to see Teddy Riley.
Oh,
that's my idol.
And Janet was just there.
But Janet's show was rocking though.
Yeah, baby, she was rocking. They said she did a great job.
They say you ain't see it.
Hell, I ain't got no money for a ticket.
Oh,
that's a lie.
Brad be holding you back. Don't let us get no tickets from you or nothing.
It was popping though. 80,000 black people.
Gotta love it. Well, yo, man, congratulations. So So Def 25 tour kicking off in October.
Yeah. Make sure y'all get the you can go download the 25th anniversary album, or you can go get the my playlist where I put all the records of all the other artists that, you know, that I produced in there as well.
It's in my bio on my Instagram too.
Thanks, Jermaine, for stopping by. And after the break, Heidi and Frank are back with a dish going viral you have to see.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Dish Nation Goes Viral. A lot can happen in a New York minute, and every time I visit New York, I'm always amazed by the things that I see. But I think this right here takes the cake. The clip is everywhere on social media. He made the subway his living room.
Okay, to get on a subway, I mean, you gotta go downstairs, hit a platform, down some more stairs, how do you get through the turnstile? This guy's a magician.
Well, that's where he found the change for the pass. It was in the cushions. He's like, hey, look at that. I guess I can get on the subway.
And, oh my God, a potato chip. Was he doing it, like, as a donation? Like, it's just going to be on that subway car now? Or he found a sofa?
Yeah, that was definitely a road sofa, where someone puts it out who's moving, and they can't take it with them, so they just put it on the edge of the street, and somebody picks it up. He was like, score!
This guy was just like, I'm getting on the subway, and I have full confidence that I can fit it on there with me.
Then I have confidence that this random road sofa was the nicest smelling thing on that subway car right there.
At least it was leather. You're not picking up a cloth.
They're calling him the Sofa King. Sofa King Awesome.
That looked Sofa King impossible to do.
Sofa King Ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.